One More Turn. Episode 1108, Moving Pieces.
Again, straight to voicemail. Darn it, Max. Why must you be so reasonably upset?
Nora?
I need to talk to you, Barry. You don't have to let me in if that's going to be a problem.
Why would that be a problem?
I know you're not a fan of mine, and the feeling's mutual, but with Kingston, it's...
It's not going to be a problem. Even if Kingston was here, which he is not, come in. What's this about?
Do you still want Carson to manage your gaming channel?
Probably.
Even just yours and yours alone? Without Max?
Possibly. What would make Carson even agree to that?
Max just texted me. He fired Carson. First Bella stopped their group therapy sessions, and now this. I probably shouldn't have told you that, but they were part of my psychiatry practicum, not my practice. Not that I even have one of those yet.
Well, I was in therapy with Carson, not Max, right?
Is that a serious question?
Is that your serious answer?
When I pressed Carson for more detail, he said Max volunteered that it was Hudson's suggestion.
Hudson, like the bay?
Yes, the body of water, the clothing line.
Isn't that line owned by a different company now, though?
Must you rain on everyone's parade? Max must have been switched because...
Save your piss for the pot and your vinegar for your fries. Time for you to...
What will it take to let you have Carson manage your gaming channel already? It was your position, your idea, just last year...
I already put myself in Kingston's crosshairs by going against him on this point.
No, Hudson. You two have always been, and always shall be, thick as thieves. Heck, I expect one, or even both of you, are even actual thieves by now.
That kind of coyness may sit well with Kingston, but gives me indigestion.
Are you sure that's not your lactose intolerance?
Intolerance is listening to you speak of this anymore. I can hear how important this is to you. Carson is lucky to have such a good friend in you. But more than either of those things, I know how good he had been for Max in managing his channel. His jump in subscribers month over month is evidence enough. If you convince Carson to approach me about this, I will say yes. I'll even grant you one additional favor. If you think it would be enticing, I'll even try to change Kingston's mind.
I am confident I can convince Carson to contact you. What favor are you referring to?
Tell Mora and Nax to stop listening to your therapy sessions through the thin walls of your townhouse. Better yet, establish your practice somewhere else. I think I saw space for rent in the Hudson Riley building. Faces Highway 555, but that just makes it cheaper.
Kingston put my twins up to the eavesdropping, didn't he?
In fairness to my brother, your children were already listening. But so was Kingston as they told about what they've been up to. But I draw the line at corrupting youth.
So you're not above corrupting older people then?
If you have to ask.
Thank you, Kingston.
Thank yourself after you convince Carson to contact me. Just so we're not dragging this out into next week, my terms expire in 72 hours.
Max has read my messages, but he hasn't replied. This is even more alarming than how long it took him to even read them in the first place. Bella told me you like to come here when you want some space.
Yes, during one of our therapy sessions, which she ended. She's breaking our marriage.
I would be cautious about drawing such a conclusion. She is not the only strain in the relationship between you two.
I already told you about Hudson. The nerve of him speaking to Max on a matter that doesn't even concern him. He should be concerned about finding clients for One More Turn Solutions, not interfering in my business.
As much as that is also the factor, your presence, how you present yourself, is a much bigger concern. Of all her affairs, Hudson most notably included, yours is the one she sought to build her forever home with.
That's what we told Miles she and I were giving him. His forever home.
He's stressing too, whether you realize it or not. This cannot continue.
What would you suggest? Wait, don't answer. I can't afford you right now, too.
I'm not talking to you as a psychiatrist, Carson. I'm talking to you as a friend.
You have never judged me. Unfairly, anyway. Not even from my behaving badly video.
You're calling it badly is judgment, you realize?
Are you saying I shouldn't?
I'm saying that you're more than those minutes, before as well as after. Part of that after is not working it with Max.
I don't want to talk about your husband.
I'm not talking about him, I'm talking about you.
After all I've done for him with his gaming channel, I deserve to be treated better.
Before she brought an end to your group therapy, Bella shared that she felt disrespected in her marriage to you. Mistreated. Unloved.
Her expectations are not my expectations.
Her expectations and your expectations should be shared. Compatible. They're not.
That's not vice, that's judgment, you realize.
Ever heard the expression to not bite the hand that is feeding?
What is it you're feeding me exactly? I don't need your loathing. I've got plenty of that for myself and then some.
I didn't come here to join a pity party. It mustn't be all that bad because despite leaving therapy, she hasn't asked for a divorce or even a separation from you yet. Bella is capable of taking care of herself, so I'm not attending a pity party for her either.
Fine. So we've both struck out trying to figure her out. But between the two of us, Max...
I didn't want him to fire you. I haven't been able to convince him to even talk to me about it. But even when, if he does, that's not going to change what's been done. I've even stepped in it with him about something else. So it's perhaps best I tread away from this because I might make it worse for you, in fact.
What good are you?
I'm going to try to convince you on something else instead.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Nora, voiced by Heather Pawprint 42 Motes. Barry, voiced by Tim Timothy 001 Rules. Carson, voiced by Scott Alphashard Dirk. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. on the next episode of One More Turn.
What of the woman before her?
Not going to mention the men too? What of all genders besides men and women?
I don't care how many times you call yourself the original pansexual. It doesn't make it.
Have you two thought about seeking professional counseling for your relationship?
If this is a moment you're going to suggest Nora, of all people...